dearest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw a big yisod of the Or Samech, and that is that when you have a tumah d'oraisa, and then you have a suffix in the tefillah, if it works, and it's a suffix d'rabbanan, it might have been a psul d'rabbanan, we are machmir, because since originally it's a din d'oraisa, we're machmir like a d'oraisa, and therefore if you have a mute hamakbid, a suffix mir hamakbid, we are going to be machmir. And based on that, we explained Rashi that Rashi holds that we are machmir like a d'oraisa when it comes to bedikas chametz, because it's really a lack of bedika will cause one to be over in bayi or bayi matzeh, and that would explain why the Gemara compared the case of bedikas chametz to the case of kosher food in Pesachim Tesamid Beis, because when talking about the case of kosher food, talking about d'oraisa, we're talking about bedikas chametz on the d'rabbanan. How does Rashi compare the two, as Tosfos asks? And the answer is because bedikas chametz is originally a d'oraisa, because if you're not, according to Rashi, properly, if you're not bodek, then you're going to be over on Bayi Rabbi Matze, because we're choshish that your bittel is in a good bittel. So therefore, this bedika is for d'oraisa purposes, and if not, it falls back to a d'oraisa. Right, be over d'oraisa, and therefore you have to be machmir, just like a d'oraisa. And that explains the Gemara's comparison. And with this yisod of the Or Samech, that's yisod of the Or Samech, we can also be miyashiv shita the Rash ben Yevamos, kuf yudalid, getting in hay, who hold that even though it says in Yevamos that you don't give a katan in Isser biyadayim, that's in Isser menatorah, but in Isser abanan, you do give a katan. The Or Samech and Machol Sesur Asalcha Chavzayin asks in the Rashba from the Gemara in Chulin, and Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, that holds that, it says that, Mara asks, and Rabbi Yechanan holds that the tevila of someone else, kavana, if somebody's tovel, and then somebody else has kavana for them, Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's no good. And we're being a raya that's not true from truma. Because by truma, it says that all these women, a shota, a deaf woman, etc., they could be tovlos with someone else's kavana. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara proves that by Truma, even by Truma, the Kavan of somebody else is effective for the person being Tovel. And that was a Kashim Rabbi Yochanan. So ask the Or Sameach and the Rashba. Again, what does the Rashba hold? That Arnissa de Rabbanan Safinan Lebi Adayim, that you're allowed to give a Katan Arnissa de Rabbanan. So maybe really normally somebody else's Kavan is no good, like Rabbi Yochanan holds. But Truma is different, because the kavana for truma is only derabbanan. Like it says in Chulin Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, that the kavana for tefillah of truma is only derabbanan. So even that kavana menatara she's tahora, and only derabbanan she's tamea. So since all we have here is an issa derabbanan, you should be able to give these women to eat l'shitas harashba. So what's the Gemara proving? That the kavanah of somebody else is effective from the fact that with somebody else's kavanah, a not sane person can eat truma. It's not a riot at all. Really, Rabbi Yochanan's correct with someone else's kavana. It's not effective. But by truma, why is a woman allowed to eat truma? A woman's allowed to eat truma with someone else's kavana for her tevila, because that kavana is only din d'rabbanan. But by d'oraisa, she's tahora. And since d'oraisa, she's tahora, now you're giving her truma, and you're only feeding her nisa d'rabbanan. because d'oraisa she's allowed to eat the truma. It's only nis d'rabbanan, so according to the Rashi, the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara wants to prove that kavanas chavert is effective for her, her friend's kavanah is effective for her. It's not a raya at all. The reason she's allowed to eat truma is because the kavanah for truma is only d'rabbanan, and safinan leiser d'rabbanan biyadayim, because the mitin d'oraisa, the tefillah is a good tefillah. Based on what the Rosh Hashanah himself said in Echob Sukkos, we can say the Rashba is talking about, when did the Rashba say that we can be Mekel and Isra Rabbana, and that's a new Isra that the Chachamim were Mekel on a person? Only this Safin and Leila Katan B'yadayim Hashem came B'tvila B'li Kavana Shechacham Amim Amru, that it's not considered a Tvila, and now with the Rabbanan, she has an Isra Achilas Tumah B'tumas Haguf, which is Isra Menat Torah. In other words, since Achilas Tumah B'tumas Haguf is rooted in Isra Torah, even in this particular case, it's the Rabbanan, but here the rabbis are telling you that if you're not told properly, you remain with the Nisra Torah. You're right, you're not really remaining with the Nisra Torah, but the rabbis are keeping you with that status of a Nisra Torah. So, Mimela, even the Rashba would hold Lo Safina Levi Adayim, that you're not allowed to feed it. And from the fact that it says that you're allowed to feed Shurim with somebody else's, the Kavan of somebody else's, of someone else for your Tevilah, for this Chareshes and Shotas and Sumas and Nitra Fadaitas Tevilah, from the fact that it says someone else's Kavan is effective, it must be that it's because of their Kavanah. And not because mid-oraisa you're cool and you only have a problem mid-rabbanan. And you're allowed to be safin and lebi adai mid-rabbanan. Because this isn't a typical d'rabbanan. The Rashba was only matur d'rabbanans if it's a pure d'rabbanan, when the rabbis added their own iser. But if it's really a d'oraisa, if it's rooted in a d'oraisa, the other rabbis would say it's asr to eat. So why in this mission do we see that it's mutter to eat? Why is the Gemara saying cholam and alf made it's mutter for someone to eat with someone else's kavana? It must be because of their kavana, and not because we're only dealing here with an iser. The Rabban in Brachas of Chafam at Beis, Ravina asks that is a woman's chiv in Brachas and Mazin, Daraisa, the Rabban, the Mainaf Kamina, to be Motzi Rabbi, Dei Chavas, who would see it's Daraisa, to the Nasa Daraisa, Mapik Daraisa. The Nafkamina, if a woman is a chiv of Daraisa, the Rabbanan, is to be Motzi others, Yedei Chava. If we say it's Daraisa, to the Nasa Daraisa, Mapik Daraisa, the woman's Daraisa, she could be Motzi others who are Daraisa. Eliyahu Mr. Rabbanan, Abayin Mechiv, Dar Bachashen Mechiv, Dar Bayin Motzi Sarah Medei Chavasa. If you say it's only the Rabbanan, then it's Ein Mechiv, Dar, someone's not Mechiv, Dar, they can't be Motzi others. So if a woman is only the Rabbanan, and she's not Mechiv, Dar, then she can't be Motzi others, because she's not Yotzechayiv, Dar Aisa. So that's the Gemara, clearing whether a woman's Chiv is Dar Rabbanan or Dar Aisa, and benching. Frek Rebbe Kivayag and Drusha Chidish, of course, Ravina, who holds it here, Kadibra Dami. If so, even if a woman, Birkas HaMozin, is only the Rabbanan, why can't she be Motzi men, Bibirchasan? Because Shalman Logar may hear her. So if they hear her, they're at least thinking it, and hear her Kedibur. So what's the problem? So even if they're only Chayobas Mid Rabbanan, they should be able to be men, because they're saying even the man is Mahara. And even according to Ravina, it would seem that Mid Rabbanan has to be Motzi Bisfasa, nevertheless, we're talking about being Yotze benching Daraisa. Benching Daraisa, Yotze Behira. And then what about the Dirabbanan issue? The Rabbanan, you have to say it, so Asi Dirabbanan, Mapik Dirabbanan. And then you yell, say, Minishamea Keone. Ad Kan, Kushyas, going to Riki Vega. It's a great Kasha. That on a Daraisa level, the man should be Yotze Behira when he hears it from a woman. And then at Dirabbanan level, he's Yotze and Shamea Keone, because they're both Chayiv Dirabbanan. But based on the Rosh Hashanah, we can be Michalik and say no. That if we hold the whole Chiyuv of women in benching is Dirabbanan, like the second side of the Sefik of Ravina, so they could be motzi somebody who had pachas mishir menat Torah, because that's the rabbanan, mapik the rabbanan. Because if in both cases the rabbis added a new chiyuv. But let's say somebody else, right, to the woman and to the person who didn't need a kezais, who didn't need a kedei sviya. But if somebody eats kedei sviya and he's chayv and benching menat Torah, and because the chiyuv Torah wasn't yotzei dei chovas or ayi dei hirer, and because of the chiyuv Torah and out the chiyuv Torah, he was already yotze ayday hearer. In such a case, the rabbis didn't give him a new chiyuv of birkas hamazon. They said he has to be motzi b'svasav. So as far as the rabbis are concerned, it's like he didn't bench at all. He didn't say daraisa benching at all. Because what are the rabbis really saying? The rabbis are saying when you're benching, they didn't make a new chiyuv. They said, listen, you're chayv to bench daraisa. You know we want you to bench b'dibur, not b'hearer. And if you don't bench b'dibur, then we're saying that you're not being yotze daraisa. So that's not a new chiyuv. That's rooted in the daraisa. So on the tzad that a woman is only chayavis midarabanan, she can't be motzi a man or didn't eat the kedei sviya. Because you're right, he's also only chayav midarabanan, but his darabanan is rooted in the daraisa. Because he ate kedei sviya. He if he ate kidei sviya, and you're going to say, okay, so the deoraisa part is yotzei behirer, and the rabbanan is yotzei in shemei akona, that doesn't work, because the rabbis didn't place on a minum chiyuv. They said, if you ate kidei sviya, we want you to bench bedibor, and if you only bench behirer, so it's as if you didn't bench midoraisa. We're telling you, the rabbis, that it's as if you didn't bench midoraisa. So midrabbanim, we're telling you that he didn't do it properly doraisa. So the rabbis insisted that he say bedibor in order to be yotzei his doraisa. If the rabbis insisted he should do it bedibor in order to be yotzei his doraisa, then a woman can't be motzim, because a woman has to bench. Why? Because she is a new chiyuv derabbanan. And the man has to bench. Why? Because the rabbis linked his chiyuv derabbanan to a chiyuv deraisa. It's rooted in a deraisa, that he has to bench bedibor in order to be yotzei his deraisa, lefi derabbanan. And the male, a woman can't be motzi a man. So a woman can only motzi a man if they're both derabbanan. But if a man's deraisa and a woman's derabbanan, you can't say the man's yotzei hirer midaraisa, he's yotzei benching midaraisa behirer, and then midarabbanan is yotzei bedibor, because a woman's motzi shemei akana. You can't say that, because when he ate kidei sviya, so his dibor is like a doraisa, because the rabbis told him that this is how you're supposed to be mekayim doraisa, and a male or woman is only chayav derabbanan, can't be motzim. So that's a nice little mahalach to put the cherry on top of the previous shir, and that we should be zochah to continue singing the philosophy Torah Hashem. Shalom, sweetheart.